Hi, my name is Laura, and I'm a member of the Chrome accessibility team at Google. In this video, I'm going to show you some ways to make your Chromebook easier to see. First, I'll show you some ways to make things look bigger on your screen. There are three different ways to zoom on a Chromebook, and you can use whichever way works best for you. Let's get started. First, you can increase the size of the browser content by pressing Control Plus. Notice that by pressing Control Plus, you can adjust the content within the web page area, but everything else on the screen, like the tabs and icons on the shelf, stay their original size. To zoom back out, simply press Control Minus. And by the way, to reset browser zoom, press Control Zero. In this next method, you can adjust your screen resolution to make everything on the screen look bigger, including your Chromebook's shelf icons, tabs, and status tray. To do this, press Control Shift Plus. Notice that everything, even the mouse pointer, got larger. As you might have already guessed, to zoom back out, press Control Shift Minus. Now, to reset your screen resolution at any point, press Control Shift Zero. For the third method, you can turn on the Chromebook's built-in screen magnifier. Go to the status tray menu in the lower right-hand corner of your Chromebook. You can get there by using the mouse cursor or by pressing the keyboard shortcut Alt Shift S, as in status. Navigate to Settings, then type Accessibility in the search bar. From here, check the box to turn on Screen Magnification. See how the whole screen is zoomed in? You can use the mouse cursor to pan around the screen to control what you see. If you want to make the content even bigger, you can press Control Plus or Control Shift Plus again. With this screen magnifier on, you can also zoom in and out by holding down Control and Alt and using two fingers on the trackpad to scroll up and down. I personally like to always keep this setting enabled so I can quickly zoom in and out for better visibility. Next, I'm going to talk about high contrast. For a lot of people, myself included, increasing the contrast can make it easier to read text and see picture details. To turn this on, I navigate to the accessibility settings and check the box to enable high contrast. By the way, there are a few different ways to get to settings, like through your Chromebook status tray menu on the lower right-hand part of the screen. Here's how to do this by just the keyboard. I open the Chrome menu by pressing Alt-E and then pressing S for settings. When settings opens in a new window, my cursor is automatically in the search box. Now I type accessibility to get to the accessibility settings. I press Tab to move down to the checkbox for high contrast, and then press the spacebar to enable or disable it in this case, since it's already on. Let's explore some additional settings. You may have noticed that my mouse cursor is pretty big. That's because I have the large mouse cursor enabled for better visibility. The nice thing here is that it's not just the mouse pointer that gets bigger. The cursor stays large even if it changes shape, like when I'm typing. And to turn it off, I simply disable the option in settings, but we'll continue to keep it on for now. One last thing to mention today is highlights. You'll find three different types of highlights in settings. I'm going to turn on each one at a time, to show you how they work. You can highlight the text caret in fields that accept text, like a search box, form, or email. Now I click up here in the search box at the top of the page, and a blue circle appears and then fades away. If you're using high contrast mode, note that it may look yellow. Next, I can turn on the mouse highlight. And when I move the mouse, a red circle appears that stays with the mouse cursor while it's moving, but fades away when the motion stops. If you're using high contrast mode, note that it may look aqua blue. Finally, I can turn on the highlight for the keyboard-focused item. This puts an orange highlight on what we call focusable items. For example, I can press Tab to move forward, jumping to links and checkboxes. Like with the other highlights, this one also fades away after a few seconds. In high contrast mode, it may look blue. That's all for now. To provide some feedback or ask questions about any of the topics you've seen today, please join our Google group and drop us an email at chromebook-accessibility@googlegroups.com. To learn more about Google accessibility as a whole, check out google.com/accessibility. To sign up for user studies to explore some new features and help shape Google products, visit google.com/usability. Also, look out for other videos about how to make your Chrome browser or Chromebooks easier to use. Again, I'm Laura, and on behalf of myself and the Chrome accessibility team, thanks for watching.